The Zimmerman murder trial is focusing on a 911 call which captures the screams from the struggle between Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. Who is screaming for help? That's the primary concern of both the state of Florida and the defense, because it would help the jury evaluate Zimmerman's self-defense claim.
911, do you need police, fire, medical?
Maybe both. I'm not sure. There's just someone screaming outside.
Okay, what's the address that they're near?
1211 Twin Trees Lane.
Twin Trees Lane? Is this in your Twin Lake Towns in Sanford?
Yes.
Okay. And is it a male or female?
It sounds like a male.
And you don't know why?
I don't know why. I think they're yelling help, but I don't know. Just send someone quick. Say, ah.
Okay. Does he look hurt?
I can't see him. I don't want to go out there. I don't know what's going on. So they're sending.
So you think he's yelling help?
Yes.
All right. What is your number?
Gunshots.
Witnesses were put on the stand who testified Zimmerman was doing the screaming. Others testified it was Trayvon Martin yelling for help. Zimmerman's mother and uncle testified it was Zimmerman. Trayvon Martin's mother and brother testified it was Trayvon's voice. Zimmerman's defense team tried to show that during a police interview when the tape was played, Trayvon's father, Tracy Martin, said it wasn't Trayvon's voice on the tape. But Tracy Martin took the stand and said that isn't so.
I didn't tell him, no, that wasn't Trayvon. I think the chairs had wheels on them, and I kind of pushed away from the table and just kind of shook my head and said, I can't tell.
So your words were, I can't tell.
Something to that effect, but I never said, no, that wasn't my son's voice.
The prosecution brought Tracy Martin back to the day he identified his son's photograph on February 27th, when he sat in the police precinct and listened to that 911 call 20 times.
There was a lot of commotion in that recording, wasn't there? The yells for help, the person calling, and then most importantly, the shot, too. How, in terms of your mind, what was going through your mind, can you describe through your jury what was going through your mind when you were listening to that?
Basically, what I was listening to, I was listening to my son's last cry for help. I was listening to his life being taken. And I was trying to come to grips that Trayvon was here no more. It was just tough.
And as Mr. O'Mara pointed out, subsequent time you were present when that recording was played again at the mayor's office. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I believe your former wife, Ms. Fulton, was present, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I think you said you wanted to listen to it. Did you listen to that recording and then other recordings at that time, too?
I can't remember if it was all of the 911 calls or was it just that last 911 call. But I do remember that I took whole control of the mouse or the clicker or whatever it was that they had. And I was able to rewind that same tape over and over again.
Do you want to, I guess, hear your son's voice over and over? Did that bring you any comfort, I guess, is what I'm trying to ask.
Object again, same relevancy objection as before in the courtroom.
Overruled.
May I have the question read back for the further argument? Because
Donna, I'll be glad to rephrase the question.
Okay. Thank you.
You were playing that recording over and over. You were still dealing with this?
That's
his death?
Yes.
Now, it was sometime in March. It was later. It wasn't like days later. You were still having to deal with his death?
Correct.
Okay. And you played it, you said, did you actually write down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or you're estimating you played it at least 20 times?
I'm estimating that I played it maybe 20 times.
Okay. And you played it over and over. Why? Were you trying to deal with this, or why were you doing that?
It wasn't as much as I was trying to deal with it. I was just trying to figure out on the night of February 26, 2012, why did the defendant get out of his vehicle and chase my son?
The youth's father, who was in court each day, watched on Tuesday as a forensic expert paid by Zimmerman's defense held up a photo of the bullet wound on his son's chest, which went into his heart. The hired gun, who also testified in the trial of record producer Mark Spector, was paid $2,400 to testify to Zimmerman's account of the shooting. George Zimmerman's attorney says the defense will likely wrap up its case on Wednesday. Defense attorney Mark O'Mara told the judge presiding over the case on Tuesday that his team needs only one more day. Closing arguments may be on Thursday, with the jury charged on Friday. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.